Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Rad Gontos, come in, Rad Gontos, where are you?
What, I'm not going to get any, like that beep, 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 SOS from the ship to shore. What the heck?
When they said,
we have to work on our sound effects.
We really have to work on it. When they said you were an age explorer, I didn't know you could do it all over the world. You're always gone somewhere. You're at a conference. You're somewhere exotic here. Where are you today?
But, I like that.
Yeah, right.
Just the news flash coming in from our correspondent in the field.
Yeah.
I like that. We got to work on that.
So where are you? Abu Dhabi, Kathmandu? Where are you today here?
Shangri-La. Although I'm sure where I am, I can find something called Shangri-La.
Probably a bar down the street, yeah.
I'm actually in Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. Came out for the Hospitality Design Expo. I got asked to design a booth at this very large hospitality industry expo in the Mandalay Bay, and we had some snafus on last minute. I mean, give you an idea, we were running around at 10 o'clock yesterday night trying to find some bars that I could basically cut with a hacksaw to turn into hanging bars for a closet, because we didn't get the stuff we needed. This was at 11 o'clock at night yesterday night.
Typical Vegas kind of stories, which was all an excuse for you to stay and party a couple more nights here.
At the quote-unquote Shangri-La.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, though, that the Shangri-La for my trip is I am, I would say, out of our Vegas offices, our Vegas studio today.
Yes.
At my in-laws, Larry and Lee Rose. So I am enjoying their company today before I head back, and I didn't get back until like 3 o'clock yesterday morning.
You sound like you're up all night partying again here.
I've got.
Haven't you learned that this is a show about aging and you can't do what you used to do? Haven't you learned that lesson here yet?
I'm in Vegas. In total denial. I will be in total denial the rest of the week.
Well,
no, but I'm sitting here with fresh brewed coffee.
Yes.
There's actually cookies being baked in the oven.
Oh my goodness!
I'm not kidding you. Right?
Talk about a great mother-in-law here.
Not exactly the Vegas experience you were thinking, but.
Well, today I have sitting here in the studio two guests with us from Osteo Strong, and I'll let them introduce themselves to each other here.
Which, please do, because there's an interesting irony to this whole situation.
All right, I'm going to let them jump in and introduce themselves here. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
All right, I'm Tom Moffitt, the franchise owner of Osteo Strong here in Laguna Woods, California.
Hi,
Tom, how are you?
And this is Robert Glover, manager at Osteo Strong.
Yeah. And Tom, I know you're the franchise. Welcome, Tom Robert. I know you're the franchise owner in Laguna Woods. But isn't the company out of Vegas? The actual headquarters for the company.
Yeah, we're making a little adjustment here. Actually, the headquarters is out of Tennessee.
There we go.
Oh,
yes.
Because it was really funny. I was looking at some background stuff, and I kept getting a Nevada, Las Vegas address, and I thought, well, that'd be really ironic. I'm stuck over here.
Well, there is one in Las Vegas.
There is, yes.
Okay, but that's a franchise as well?
it's a franchise as well, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I wouldn't picture this as a franchise kind of business. What is it that you do, and how did they develop a franchise out of this whole thing?
Okay, well, great. So, Osteo Strong, like you just said, so it's a national franchise based out of Tennessee. And, yep. But kind of first, let me tell you what it's not.
Okay.
okay, yeah.
We're not a gym, we're not a diet, we're not a drug, not even a supplement. So we are a non-pharmaceutical way for increasing bone density and muscle fiber in like no other way you've ever heard before.
Hmm.
In fact, what we do is very scientific, to the point it only takes about 10 minutes once a week. People can dress as they are. They're not going to break a sweat. And the cool side of it, Rad, is that we actually guarantee results. In fact, we see increases in bone density on an average of 14% in 1 year.
Wow.
Which is really, if you know the stats with bone density, is really amazing.
And so what do you do? It says here it's therapy stimulation. What does that mean?
Well, good question. Our bodies naturally develop bone density and muscle density. As a matter of fact, from 0 to the age of 18, we actually, from 13 to 18, we actually put on 80% of bone density. At 19, that process stops.
Mm.
So for about 11 years, nothing's going on. The body's kind of dormant. However, at 30, we start to see a major decay in bone density,
yeah,
both in women and men. Contrary to popular opinion, a lot of people think, oh, just postmenopausal women are going to suffer from osteoporosis.
So my wife worries about constantly, yeah.
Yes. Statistically, 30% of men past the age of 50 will end up breaking a bone, and 50% of women past the age of 50 will end up breaking a bone, fracturing a bone. So one of our goals at OsteoStrong is to slow down the loss of bone density to reverse osteoporosis, osteopenia.
And how do you do that?
How do you do that, yeah?
Yeah, no.
I don't want the secret sauce, but just give me some idea of what you're doing here, yeah.
We actually, how we do it, through isometric axial, we call it axial loading, osteogenic loading. So by doing a movement, we call them trigger events, it actually puts pressure on the axis of the long bones, the femur, the humerus, the arm, the hips, the spine. These are common areas where people suffer osteoporosis. So by putting enough pressure on the bone, that is what stimulates bone density.
Stressing it somehow.
Here, right.
What would you say, isometric? So it's like you're like when I grab my two hands and I pull against each other, I'm creating a tension there that is somehow used to build muscles usually, or you're saying you use build...
Is this what you guys refer to as, or was referred to on the website, as the natural adaptive response?
Yeah, exactly. And so basically what we do, it's all based on science, and so it's based on Wolf's Law, which they actually teach in medical school. So on the machine, first of all, Dr. Jankwicz is the person that actually invented the machine. And he discovered his mom had osteoporosis when she was 70 years old. So being familiar with Wolf's Law and knowing that you need to get pressure on both ends of the bone, kind of stress the bone out a little bit, so you can trigger your body's neuroadaptive response to make more bone tissue, more muscle fiber. He had to say, okay, well, my mom's 70, she's old, I don't want to break her, right? So he's like, how am I going to be able to put pressure on both ends of the bone? So in time, over years, he ended up developing what's known as the biodensity machine. And so how it works is a user is placed in the optimal biomechanical position for maximum engagement of a muscle group or the muscles. Now, there's no weight bearing on this machine. It's all self-imposed loading, so it allows the user to generate maximal loads with minimal risk. So, I mean, we just don't have people getting hurt on this machine.
No, right. No, let me ask you this. I think it's Tom talking, right?
Yes.
Okay, Tom, let me ask you this question. So when you refer to natural or a sort of the positioning of an individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that unique to the individual usually, or is there sort of a standard way of approaching it?
Well, I mean, we adjust the machine based on everybody's, you know, size and their physique, but we basically get everybody in the same position, right? But like I say, the only moving parts on the machine are the adjustments that we make to get you in that optimum position. So
again, there's sort of that one-on-one importance. Right,
because there's no question. So you have the session coach and everything. So again, we're not a gym, so people don't come in and we say, okay, there's a machine, go to it. So it's right. Definitely one-on-one. So when we get you in that optimum position and then you go to push a little bit, so it's a neuromusculoskeletal stimulus, and it triggers the response in the body to increase density in your bone and muscle. So if you can imagine, if you just put a pencil in your hand, well, between your two hands, and if you go to push on both ends, as long as it's not too sharp on the one side, you'll see it'll start to bend, so it starts to stress the pencil out a little bit, right? So basically what's going on is the body is saying, whoa, what's going on there? I don't want that to break. Let's make it stronger. Okay, and also another example of a neuroadaptive response would be if you're, say you're in the movie theater, it's the afternoon show, you come out after you were in a dark room and then you walk outside into the bright sun, what happens with your pupils?
They dilate.
They adjust their lumens to that situation.
There you go, or vice versa. If you're the sun, and as soon as you get into the movie theater, you know, they'll dilate, so you let more light in so you can kind of see. So the sun is the trigger event in that. Response and telling your body to adjust your pupils so you can see. This biodensity machine is the trigger event for your body to say, hey, I need to make more bone tissue and more muscle fibers. So it's
bone health as well as muscle health, basically.
Yeah, it's your myofibrils. So like, we're not a gym, so we're not, you're not lifting weights, you're not tearing the outside of the muscle and having it rebuild stronger.
Right.
So as the bone adaptions take place, increasing forces can be applied, you know, over time with comfort. So it's all about comfort here. So it is
something like, you know, I think you just touched on, is that it's something that can be basically like, year one would be a certain target. You can basically constantly improve, right? It's not a system that you're going to do and then it's done and then you're going to repeat it and it's going to be the same thing. You could actually adjust it for the duration as long as the person has been on.
Well, I'm looking at their brochure here, and it claims that strength gain from some case study they did here goes up 73% after 1 year of doing this. I don't know how often you have to do it to achieve that.
Yeah, and that's our average, and in our guarantee, so we'll guarantee you'll increase at least 50%. In one year.
And then if you continued for 2 years, the study showed that it went up 138% all the way up through 4 years, which I assume, as far as they tested it, 290% strength gain. Does that mean that you can...
The interesting thing about that same statistics, and I'm looking at their website for the same information, Paul, is that their average client age is 52 years old.
Yeah, well, because that's when you really start worrying about this. I'm worried about it. Because my 92-year-old aunt, who we talk a lot about in this show, her number one fear is falling. And the doctors say the problem with falling is that your bones are so brittle, you will break much easier than I saw this with my late mother and late father as well here. They would break bones much easier and take much longer to heal.
Right.
What about agility, Tom? I mean, is it just strengthening the bones, or is it also giving you a little bit more agility, more sort of alertness in your muscle?
Or mobility or whatever.
That's a great question, Rad. Robert here. Agility, essentially what happens is as you strengthen the bone, the joints do get healthier. Balance improves. The density of the muscle, it doesn't get bigger, it just gets more dense. And one thing we discovered by accident is because of what we call increased myofiber hypertrophy, that means more muscle cells, we noticed too that the blood sugar goes down. You have more receptor sites those increased muscle fibers. So essentially, you know, getting back to your question.
So somehow they absorb the glucose more or better?
Exactly. Right. They better metabolize sugar and insulin.
Hmm.
Which is awesome.
Interesting.
It is. So the key benefits are stronger bones, stronger muscles, healthier joints, better balance.
And maybe some help with diabetes or type 2 diabetes or whatnot.
Yes, yes. If you're pre-diabetic or if you're type 2 diabetic.
So the interesting thing, I was looking, you know, this is relevant. I was looking at Tom's, your bio in where you have a personal connection with how you came to the system, right? I mean, can you tell me a little bit about your background and how you find yourself basically being a franchise of this this program?
Oh, yeah, you bet. So I got a kind of a diverse business background and had a few different businesses and sold them. And I recently located Orange County about 2.5 years ago. And so and sold my last business. And I was looking for something to do, and I was more about looking for something that helps people. And, you know, a lot of research on the Internet and whatnot. Anyway, so I came across OsteoStrong, and it really kind of intrigued me, and but not really having much of a medical background. But I have friends that are doctors. My oldest daughter's a nurse. My other daughter has a degree in kinesiology. So, you know, so they all kind of understand the body. So first, I did talk to my daughters. And
he said, does any of this make sense? Isn't it this real?
That's exactly it. Because, you know, the one that's a nurse has a degree in physiology. So she understands what's going on in the body. And like I say, the other one's kinesiology. I mean, they understand what's going on. They took all these medical classes. They were both familiar with Wolf's Law. They both did their research on it, and gave me a green light. So before I embarrassed myself and went to my doctor friends, I got a green light from those from my girls. And then once they gave me the green light, then I talked to some doctor friends and all that, and they're like, oh yeah, this is all real, this is legit. You know, they did research on it. So what I started doing is, well, first then I went and got a bone scan, because I'm going like, okay, well, if I'm looking into this, where's my bones?
Yeah.
So I'll be 56 in a few days here, so I'm getting up there, I guess.
Well, happy birthday.
I'll love you. Thank you. And so I went and got a bone scan, and my hips actually came out osteopenia, which is the precursor to osteoporosis.
Ouch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I had kind of a reason why I was asking something.
Because yeah.
I find that a lot of times, especially on the show, relevant to these issues that we talk about, people tend to have a personal connection with why they're doing this. So it isn't just one day you decided, oh, I'm just going to do this thing. There was actually a personal benefit or a personal awareness that you encountered that maybe heightened your desire or hunger to find out more about this. And I had never personally heard of that particular form. I had never heard of osteopenia. So
nor had I.
So it's actually fascinating, because I think in this day and age, when we're looking at somebody got diagnosed with osteoporosis, right? It's already happened. This is an actual early diagnosis.
Right.
Of the potential, this is the beginning or the precursor. So to try to catch it again, it's almost like cancer. You go in, you get the examinations. If you have a propensity in the family, you have a family history, you do sort of that sort of proactive, regimented wellness and health awareness. I just want to make sure people understand.
I don't do any of that, though, because I'm never going to get old. So I live in the Peter Pan generation, so I don't have to worry. You guys may have to worry about this.
I've been trying, but it's not working.
I personally don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Neverland doesn't exist. Old,
so. Yeah, and so as I started looking into it more, once I found I had osteopenia, and then so I'm going like, oh, holy cow. So I really started getting serious about OsteoStrong. I visited some other centers. That had been open for a while. I was able to talk to their members, and some of the stories you hear and stuff, I mean, after I left, I'm just going like, oh man, I want in. This is great. I mean, the changes in the people's lives are just amazing, and at the same time able to do it without side effects. I mean, a lot of the drugs, whether it's osteoporosis drugs or other drugs, I mean, right. they give you cancer and depression and stomach problems,
so
and diarrhea.
If not for this, what else would you do? If I went into my doctor and he or she said, hey, you're getting osteopenia, you're susceptible to osteoporosis here, what would they recommend? A drug? Physical? Going to a gym? What other things? Drinking milk and calcium? What do you...
They typically recommend to do exercise, weight-bearing exercises, and that does increase bone density a little bit.
Which women have known for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of interesting thing, right? It almost seems to be like, for us guys, we don't even think about it.
Yeah, and that's one thing we're learning is osteoporosis is just not postmenopausal women, which is what most people think. A lot of men, as well as I discovered myself, and we have a lot of men that come to our facility that have osteopenia or osteoporosis, and of course it was a big surprise.
So
I'm looking at some of the statistics according to the Mayo Clinic guys, and it's like, it looks like after 40, between 40 and 60, like the amount of people that are basically maybe suffering and dealing with it at 40, it literally doubles plus between 41 and 60.
And I'll bet it doubles again by the time you're 80, because that's when you really start feeling it.
Actually, after 60, it is not the largest growth. The largest growth looks like it's between 41 and 60, which, again, isn't necessarily when you would think that you would be susceptible to weak bones. I mean, it's saying that 3 million people across the U.S. are diagnosed per year.
Right.
Well, my wife always says I'm a bonehead, so I'm probably pretty safe here.
Yeah.
And is that density getting thicker?
I don't know. She's hit on it a number of times, so maybe it's grown just by that fact or something here. But
you know, the funny thing is, it's not funny. I'm looking at this, and it says that, you know, the definition, according, and again, WebMD, excuse me, you know, okay, I'll just use that, but it's osteopenia refers to bone density that is lower than normal peak density, but not low enough to be classified as osteoporosis, right?
Correct.
And so the interesting thing about this is, again, you know, you're catching it somewhat earlier, right? And you might, and there might be some things that you can do to at least improve the way of handling it, because in many cases it says it could be, you know, it's chronic.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the whole point of this show that you keep preaching all the time here that I don't want to hear. You know, it's that I got to start thinking about these things. I want to ignore them. I want to pretend they're for somebody much older than me.
Tom, a younger person who is not a baby boomer, a Gen Xer, a baby boomer wannabe myself, has been trying to talk to Paul for over a year.
And I don't want to hear it. I'm not old. I'm not going to worry about us
actually doing this. And I can't get him to do this. So how do you
get people to wake up and face
this? How do you get people to wake up? How do they find you? I mean, what's been your experience?
Do they only come when they get diagnosed and, oh my God, I got to do something? You're trying to. It sounds like you're trying to suggest people should look into this before, not just after.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because you got to remember, osteoporosis, it's the silent disease. You don't know you have it until one day you have a fracture. You know, you stepped off the curb, or you had a fall, or, you know, we've even known people that were in their car, turned around to get something out of the back seat, and had a big sneeze and fractured a bone.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
So, I mean, you just don't know till it's too late. And when you get a fracture, you know, life changes.
But again, it's part of that issue that this whole show tries to address, is to get aging baby boomers in particular to wake up and realize that we're not 30 anymore here. We're not 20 anymore here. Life is changing. Whether we want to accept it or not, we got to start thinking about some of these things and facing them. And to Red's point, even younger people who say, oh, I can put that off forever. I don't ever have to worry about that.
41 to 60.
Yeah.
41 to 60 is where the largest growth path is. That means that for me, that was a decade ago.
Yeah,
I'm in the middle of that period. So I mean, and I don't know if Tom, you know this, but you know, I'm a global ambassador. I'm an ambassador for Global Wellness Day, which is June 11th. It's the second second week of June every year.
Yeah,
and
okay.
There is a growing movement in the spa industry, in the wellness industry, to basically make this sort of awareness, heightened personal awareness. It's not motivated by I'm bulking out or I'm, you know, getting more physically fit that I can basically compete in bodybuilding competitions, but it's more of a personal health and wellness awareness.
Make it part of your daily routine, not something you do only when forced to.
It's a regimen of upkeep, or not upkeep, but taking care of yourself.
Right,
in a manner that's empowered and proactive.
Kind of upkeep, kind of like keeping a car, staying ahead of it, and make sure you change the oil and you do all these things. And as the car ages, you got to do more things to it, and recognizing that. So,
right, you know, and one of the great things about osteotrunk too, especially as you're getting older, you know, people aren't wanting to go to gym three or four times a week and spend a couple hours a day there. So that's one of the great things about OsteoStrong is, you know, our members are in and out. They come once a week and in and out in about 15 to 17 minutes.
And exercise hurts more as you get older. It's not as easy. It's more pain involved. Yeah, pain, no pain, no gain. I must be getting a lot of gain because there's a lot of pain going on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what you said earlier about from 41 to 60 is the biggest increase in osteoporosis coming up, is because, you know, years and years ago and back in the Depression and all that, when people were growing up, they actually worked hard and and using their body and their bones, and you know, nowadays that doesn't really happen,
working in the fields till you drop dead.
And like Robert said earlier, you know, we build about 80% of our bone density from age 13 to 18. Those younger years are really, really important.
And those younger years today, now these kids are fat and flabby and eating chips and sitting on the sofa. Yeah.
And bad bone health on top of that. You bet. Yeah.
I want to turn it back to Robert before we go to the break, because there's two reasons. One, I think his background speaks to why he's involved in this as well. I mean,
very much so.
He's a big, powerful-looking dude here. This is not for
well,
those of you.
His initials also match mine for first name and second name.
Ah.
So, okay. You watch out. I got another RG in the room.
That's
there
right.
You go. The R name.
RG3. Wasn't there an RG3? Yeah, right.
So, Robert, tell us a little bit about your background, because I think it speaks, again, to the credibility of this.
Well, it really comes down to helping people to, perform well, live well. For years, I've always been a people helper. I've had a lot of interest, as you can tell there, in fitness, personal training, health and wellness. I have a degree.
25 plus years in the industry. I mean, that's not a short period of time.
Got to do something to stay busy.
Do something, yeah. So, you've been into fitness and health for a long time, obviously.
Right, I have, and I've personally overcome some problems I've had. I was in a major car accident when I was younger, and I've really had to learn how to rebalance my body, just working with different physical therapy, therapists. So passing that information along, my philosophy is to pass it along to help people to, be healthy and well. So that's why you see all this accumulation of the training in these areas.
Yeah. Well, and I think, again, Paul, did you just notice we also ended up with another personal story, right?
Yeah,
I mean, here's another personal reason. And the reason why I constantly go back to that and harp on that is there is nothing, there is no substitute to a personal engagement in something that you do like this.
Turns it into passion. Because it's not just profit, it's passion.
You bring it to yourself and you bring it to everybody that you help.
Right. Well, we got to bring your commercial to everybody's attention here so we can continue to help people here. So let's take a break. We'll be right back.
If you are like the majority of Americans, you want to continue living in a familiar environment throughout your maturing years. In fact, according to many surveys, 82% of homeowners overwhelmingly prefer to age in place, which means living in their current homes safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age or ability level. With over 30 years of combined experience in residential, commercial, hospitality, and destination resorts fields, Your Home for a Lifetime is a company dedicated to empowering you to maintain your quality of life and independence by helping you make your house your home for a lifetime. Do you want to reorganize or remodel your home? Do you want to add a full bathroom and possibly a bedroom on the main floor? Are you looking to make your kitchen more functional? Is an aging parent moving in, or your child is moving out, or even moving back in? Call Your Home for a Lifetime at 949-492-1872 or check them out on the web at yourhomeforalifetime.com and find out how they can help you make your house your home for a lifetime.
Anybody interested, call Rod Gontos right there. He's over there doing it for somebody else right now.
I actually am. I have a lady who gave me my my grant writing class at what used to be the OC Volunteer Center, or OC1 now, I think it's called, a number of years ago, reached out to me, and she had her own bout with health problems, and her husband is suffering dementia, and we're actually going in there to help her. So, yes, this is stuff that it'd be great if anybody needs any help or advice regarding to, prepping your house for staying in it longer, what we refer to as aging in place or universal design because you have multi-generations of house or people visiting, please call us. You can always contact me at Rod, R-A-A-D, period, Gantos, G-H-A-N-T-O-U-S, at gmail.com. Or call me at 949-212-8299.
You are so clever. You are so clever, though. I don't know whether you realize how clever you are. Did you know that May is National Osteoporosis Month?
We actually...
which is why they're here today. I get it.
Yeah. We moved Tom. They were scheduled for an earlier show, but you're absolutely right. Thanks for bringing that up, Paul. It is. And on that note, Tom, I want to ask you, we already kind of touched a little bit on, do men get osteoporosis? And I think we all agree that, it's something that maybe is not discussed so much, but it is absolutely not where men are not just susceptible for that, right?
Correct, yeah.
Because you think men are tougher, stronger, have more bone density, yeah.
Is, is it a and we said it was a silent, you know, silent killer. It happens only when you basically, you know, when you break a bone, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got to put a rod in there now because my bones are not dense enough. But is it preventable? Is osteoporosis preventable?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's kind of what we do because, like me, so, you know, I was diagnosed with osteopenia. So in doing this, you know, I'm preventing myself from getting osteoporosis, so I'm kind of reversing that process. But let me just make something clear, too.
Sure.
After the age of 30, you know, when Robert said, you know, everybody starts losing their bone density, physiologically, that's just the way our bodies are working. At OsteoStrong, we don't stop that. So you say, look, wait a minute, you said you could reverse it. So we can. Through our process, we are adding more bone density than what you are losing, so therefore you have a net gain.
Mm.
Okay?
I see.
So that's kind of how that works. So when we're putting the pressure on both ends of the bone and the body saying, hey, let's make that stronger, you know, well, our members, you know, they come in once a week, and, you know, so if they're doing it for a year or 2 years, I mean, you got all that time where your body's building bone density, so it's getting, you know, way up. So, like, Dr. Jankovic's mom, so when she was 70, she was severe osteoporosis, and now she's up in normal bone health. So, and she's 81 right now.
You can't just stop it, you can correct it.
And there's usually no symptoms, really, for osteopenia,
no.
Right? I mean,
that's
unless it progresses to osteoporosis.
Right, that's right. Yeah, it's a silent disease.
Although in a severe form, you see curvature of the spine and those sorts of things. I mean, when it gets to a severe state.
Well, but that's what they're saying, is that osteopenia, you have to basically go in there and get examined and diagnosed, but it requires medical diagnosis, but there are no real symptoms unless it proceeds to osteoporosis.
Right.
You know, some of the stuff that may cause natural bone density loss, either Tom or Robert, what causes it? I mean, it's a natural occurring thing, but what causes it usually?
Well, you know, it's a good question. So much has changed in the last 50 years with people being more sedentary. Also, things that we consume can cause leaching of your bone minerals, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium. So when we put it all together, it's a combination of not being active enough. As Tom said earlier, back in the 20s, things were a lot different with the quality of life. People were more active, doing real work. Today we have a tendency, because of just technology, to be sitting down more. Part of it is genetics. If you're a smoker, that can cause leaching of the calcium.
And are there foods that can leach this calcium? Is that what you're saying? If my diet was different, somehow I might not only get more calcium, but are you saying it's pulling it out of my bones somehow?
Well, if you're consuming like a lot of sugar, a lot of carbonated beverages, those things can cause, you know, just leaching of your bone minerals in general.
Ouch. Why don't they put a warning on Coca-Cola cans or something there? How about that, Rod? Should we start a campaign to put warning labels on Coke and Pepsi and 7-Up here?
No, we're looking for sponsors, not losing. okay, did I say that?
No. Who said that?
We basically sell our soul. No. No, we don't, actually. But, I wish, that because the sponsors are just all over the place with us, right? But I will say, I think, it's interesting. We touched on this a little bit. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to actually moderate a panel on dementia, and in preparation for doing that for the Case of Care Conference on Aging, in order to prepare for that, I was asked to actually read a book by Dr. Perlmutter called Brain Grain, and it talked about diet and choice of diet, and in this case it was, high-grain diets, vegetable oils versus olive oil, omega-3 versus, omega-6 versus omega-3 acids or fats, this sort of low-fat, high-carb diet and the impact it has. And it talked a lot about sugar. It talked a lot about processed stuff of that nature. And it was interesting that there was actually a connection made between what your diet was, how it affected your body, your organs, your bone structure, to the point of what it even did to your brain stem cells, that basically would then develop some plaque based on how much gluten you're having and so forth. So when you talk about food and what I put in my body and potentially it leaching out the bone density of my in my body, it is not very far-fetched. In fact, I think in their case they made the connection between diabetes and the increase in diabetes, which, you know, if we're on this very healthy, conscious awareness thing where the diet is, you know, has been flushed out and all this stuff, how come we have a higher
rate of diabetes? Well, because we're eating crap. We're eating this junk that adds sugar. We're pouring sugar into our bodies. Everything has sugar. Go look at the contents of everything. Everything that you pour, sugar and butter or some sort of milk they seem to throw into everything here.
And we're seeing more young folk actually come down with type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
And we used to call that adult onset diabetes. Now it's getting to the point where kids, because they're consuming such processed foods, they're having both high insulin and sugar in the body, and it's just really doing a lot of damage to the cells.
Yeah. Well, and that's the glucose, right? I mean, that's blood glucose, isn't it, Robert?
Yes.
Right. So in that case, we're, again, talking about blood glucose. We're talking about, you know, measuring the blood glucose. And I think that's impacting your bones. It's also putting you in the situation where you're possibly going towards diabetes. So, you know, all of this stuff, what we put in your body, when you put in your body, it really makes an impact, including on something as simple of what you think is purely genetic. It's not. So we may not be able to necessarily maybe reverse the loss of density because of age, but you sure as heck can slow it down by what you put in your body, by what you do for increasing bone density through things, through like your system, you know?
They're saying that they can actually reverse it, though, that they can actually improve it.
Well, they're putting positive, right? Positive, right, exactly.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
The hard question here. I've never heard of before.
Now, before you go to the hard question, I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay, I just would like to know. how many sessions? Because you said it was short sessions, like you know, every day. How often, how long before somebody sees a result to that, or feels a result, I should say, maybe?
Well, there's different kind of results we're talking about. So we have like the strength result, you know, that we're talking about. But if somebody comes in and they have osteoporosis and they want to get up to osteopenia and then up to normal bone health, you're probably looking at least a couple years of coming in.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe a little less, just kind of depends.
And how often how long?
How often, how long? Yeah.
Well, it's once a week. And you come in, and like I said earlier, you just come dressed as you are because, you know, we're not in a gym. And the only thing you can't wear is high heels, so.
Okay. And how long do you
Paul, when you come in,
got to
go
take those off? Okay.
Well,
darn it. I like to dress like this when I'm casually.
Yeah.
There you go.
But they can just come in on their errands or if they're on their way to bingo or whatever.
How long do I sit in this machine here?
Well, we have two things that we do. actually, three. So we do ViPlate therapy. So we go on that for a couple minutes before the biodensity machine, and basically it just kind of wakes the body up, wakes your muscles up. It's actually going up and down about 30 times a second, so you got some involuntary muscle contraction going on.
Okay.
So it just kind of wakes the body up. Also, neurologically, kind of wakes the brain up a little bit. It seems to help a lot of our clients with their balance.
Yes.
And so we go on that, and then we do the biodensity machine. That takes maybe 4 minutes or so by the time we go through the four different trigger events. Then we go back on the ViPlate for a couple minutes. And then, last but not least, everybody's favorite part, we have a hydrotherapy massage table.
Ooh.
And then so everybody, they go back in the massage room, and they lay on that for about 7 minutes. And, yeah, that is definitely everybody's favorite part.
You know?
You guys are such teases with that, right?
I know.
I was not going to sign up for this thing. And then you throw in the massage.
Okay? There you go. It's awesome. You know, we have people, because we don't really sell it separately. And, you know, and we have clients going, like, I need to buy a package separately. I want to come in, you know, a couple times a week, you know, when I'm not doing my session, and just to lay on the massage
table. So how long is this whole session? Half hour, 20 minutes?
No, about 15 to 17 minutes, yeah.
15 minutes once a week. How much?
Okay, you got us there. You know what? We're not crazy. We're a really simple program. It's $79 a month. It's month to month. So.
And for that, you get one session a week?
And right. For that, you get one session a week, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
And the tough question is, How come I've never heard of this? If it's so revolutionary, so shocking, why is this?
You know, that's a great question, and of course we get that question a lot from our members coming in.
The word is spreading.
Definitely the word is spreading. You know what? Nobody does what we do. like I said earlier, it started in Tennessee. It's kind of working its way out West Coast. So we have 4 centers in California right now. We're the first one in Orange County. So, correct. Nobody knows about us. So, but the equipment has been tested by more than 50,000 people over the last 8 or 9 years. So it's got a lot of history and we got a lot of results and peer review studies and everything behind it. So it's proven. So when somebody comes in, we got all kinds of material that we can give you. We have our doctor packages even.
I'm not the first guinea pig to try this here.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we can give you more material than you would like as far as going over. So we have lots of studies, lots of results, lots of testimonials and everything like that. So, we just do a lot of, health fairs and getting out and telling the community about it because, on our building we have our OsteoStrong sign, but people drive by, they don't know what it is. Yeah. It's not Starbucks.
How did you hear about them, Rod? How did you find out about this?
Is this actually
your show producer?
It was a referral. It was somebody who had was familiar with our show. Contacted Deborah Pearson, who's
show producer,
host coordinator, and she lined us up. And I have to tell you, Tom, when I first looked at it, I'm going, "What is this?" Right? And then the more I looked into it, and especially when I started realizing how this is something that I'm not trying to throw fear in people's lives here, but including my own. The more empowered I am, is the more that I'm informed. So I found out that there was this thing where I could actually catch this early, when it wasn't something that was, it's just women. It's a women disease. It's something that happens to women.
Exactly.
Then I realized that actually it's important, just like in preparation. It's proactive, and it became. I became really fascinated. The more I looked into it, the more it made sense that we should have this, have you guys on the show and talk about this. Because, heck, if you can't walk or if you're in danger, and I'll tell you this, my personal connection with this is not bone density necessarily, but I remember back in 98 when I basically had to do an ACL replacement surgery, right? I had basically sat on it, on not doing that, for probably about a good amount of almost a year between work and I'm traveling and all this. And so I bought every friggin' sleeve on the market to basically, support my knee. And then eventually it got so bad that I would walk down the stairs, and as I put my foot, it was my left leg, as I posted my foot and then turned on the landing, some cases my weight would basically just give under me. So the sense that this is the closest I've ever felt, and it was very frustrating and angering, that my body cannot carry me.
Doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Actual ACL situation that is somewhat repairable, but when we're talking about my bones, how am I going to get around?
Can't replace those.
Basic stuff in life, right?
That's right. That's right.
So give us some.
It's not really an option.
Give us a story. We got 5 minutes. Tell us a real tale here. You've been doing this how long in this county?
We'll actually have our first birthday on May 11th.
Okay, so you've had some case studies. Some people have come in. Tell us about it.
You got 2 birthdays coming up then. That's pretty good.
Yeah, right. Your birthday and the business birthday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Double birthday.
Give us some testimonials. Give us some what you've seen.
All right. Well, awesome. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so we have a few. I'll give you a young person and a old person.
Okay.
So
Rod and me. Okay. All
right. Yeah. There you go. So we'll start
You're
with
not that young.
Yeah.
You're not that old.
So just to know, so it's good for athletes and young people as well. So we have a guy that comes in. He's about 31 years old. He's actually a chiropractor and got referred to us. Or actually, one of our patients was a patient of his, and she was telling him about it. So he came up to check us out. And this guy's super fit, plays ice hockey, does CrossFit, and, works out all the time. Been doing that for a long, long time. Again, he's a chiropractor, so he understands his body, right? So after about 6 weeks of doing OsteoStrong, where he noticed it first was out golfing. And so he had a golf tournament with his dad, and he's just going like, I was crushing that ball 30 yards more than normal.
He was crushing it.
And he also noticed in hockey that his legs are stronger. And he's going like, this is it. He says, I know my body well. I got my exercise routine, everything. All of a sudden, this is better. So, you know, that's really awesome just to see from a younger fit guy as well. And then
now let's talk about the old unfit guy like me here.
Okay, all right. I got a story to share over here. One of our older clients, she does have a pretty bad case of osteoporosis. After a few months of doing OsteoStrong, she self-reported, Robert, my back pain has went away, and my knee pain has went away.
Oh, wow.
But, Robert, my neuralgia... neuropathy is going away. She had this neuropathy in her feet, which we don't really cater to, but it just started going away because her body was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, months later, she actually thinks that her breathing, believe it or not, has improved from doing OsteoStrong. She's not doing anything else. You know, what's really cool
I don't know why we would be surprised. It's wonderful, actually, that you're sharing that, but I don't know why we would be surprised. If you take care of your body, it takes care of you, right?
That's right.
And it's a holistic system, so one thing affects another.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so there's hope, huh? Anybody, have you had people come in and say, I tried it and didn't see anything? There must be some of those, too, or didn't feel something out of it, or is it overwhelmingly positive that people come to? Is there some people it does work for better than others?
Well, everybody's at different levels because as you're doing the biodensity machine and you're putting force production on your bones, everybody's putting a different amount of force. So the more force you can get, the more bone tissue you're going to build.
So
if you can put four times your body weight pressure, which a lot of people do, and even more, you're going to get a certain amount of bone tissue. If you do 10 times or more, for example, Dr. Jankwicz, the inventor, he's a pretty stocky guy. He's maybe, 210 or 15 or something, but really strong guy.
Right.
He does 3,500 pounds.
Wow.
Which is just crazy. And we have another lady that comes in. She's probably maybe 110 soaking wet with her clothes on. and she's on the leg press. She's doing over 1,400 pounds.
Wow. And is that just a determination of how strong you are? Because it's isometric. How much you can generate to put on this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
so if I'm weak, I can't put as much on in the beginning.
Right. But we have our strength wall. And so every week, we keep track, and so people can see how they're climbing up the wall. So when you first come in, we'll establish your baseline. And then once we have your baseline, we'll see. And because, she didn't start pushing 1,400 pounds on the leg press. She was less than half that. And so she's been working her way up. And also something to keep in mind to show with the strength increase, she doesn't go to a gym either. She plays golf, but she doesn't go to a gym and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's able to more than double her force production. And, I forget when she started, maybe July or something. So, it hasn't even been a year. And so she's had
So if I did both, would I be even better? If I went to a gym, then I'd make myself stronger, and then I could put more pressure on and develop my bones?
This will give the athlete or someone who goes to the gym a biomechanical advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful thing about what you put in, because you get a great return on your time as well as your money.
Right.
So, yes.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so let me just ask this as we close. What is the youngest person that you guys are helping right now?
That's interesting.
We've had a few teenagers in here because collectively we actually do work with younger athletes and do what's called a combine study. It helps them with their vertical, their horizontal, sometimes with their speed, and definitely being able to do more bench press.
Like an NFL combine kind of thing where they test all those things. Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Very cool.
And can people just come in and get a test done at first and see what their bone density is? I don't even know what my bone density is.
Right. So here's what we're offering now. So like we said, May is National Osteoporosis Month. So if people call now, they can also go on the website. We are doing free bone scan screenings. So you can come in. We'll actually do a scan. We'll be able to give you a T-score. And let you know what the health of your bones are. Also, when you come in, we'll do a balance test, and we'll be able to obviously see where you're at. We'll be able to compare you with people your age and to see where you should be, as well as we'll do the the biplate therapy, the biodensity machine, and then you get the hydromassage as well. And so we're doing all that for free right now.
Free hydromassage? Oh, I'm coming. Where do
you
I get
got it?
Here?
See, that's how we got to get him in there.
Oh, man. Yep.
That's wonderful, guys. So why don't you give us the website and the address and all that good stuff so that people know how to get hold of you?
All right. So we are over in Laguna Hills. We are not far off of the corner of Moulton and El Toro, but our address is 23601 Moulton Parkway. We're Suite B, and that's the shopping center that has Big Lots and the DMV, Fresh and Easy. So we're right there in that center. And our phone number is 949-916-0916.
And the website?
And the website, of course, the three W's, osteostronglagunawoods.com.
So osteo, O-S-T-E-O, just like it sounds, osteostronglagunawoods.com.
Osteostrong.com.
Right.
Yep, just like that.
That's wonderful, guys. Thank you. And real quick,
it is by appointment only because, you know, Murphy, everybody will show up at the same time.
Yeah.
So please call me.
We're coming over right after the show here. Where are you going?
You, Paul, can be osteostrong.
Are you guys working with – I know you're in Laguna Woods, you said. So are you working with Laguna Woods as Baby Take getting this program out to, you know, have more
to the community?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
All the seniors there.
Yeah. So yeah, we do health fairs, made a lot of, you know, contacts through there. In fact, I think Tracy that talked to Deborah that talked about the show, you know, we met through that. And, so we go over to Laguna Woods quite a bit as well as some of the other senior centers around there.
Okay. All right. And any place coming up that we can see? Any place that you're going to be at
in
the next
show or a fair somewhere?
No.
We got the Senior Summit. I knew it had a brain lock there. Yeah, the Senior Summit coming up on May 20th, which is over there in Laguna Woods.
They expect about
700 to 800 people there.
I didn't even know there was a Senior Summit. Do you know that, Rad? We got to get them up to the show here.
No,
we gotta...
I knew there was a Senior Summit. Yeah, they actually, this one is in Laguna Woods. They just had one also that was put on by Alzheimer's. There's a lot of interest right now, part of it because of the growing aging population or baby boomer population, but I think for the first time in history when it comes to that demographic, people are really interested in taking a proactive approach. So a lot of organizations are trying to help basically in their area of focus put out the awareness. I would love to come by, guys, when I get back in town and actually just come visit your facility.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll run you through the whole system. Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
I'll try, and I'm the one that needs it probably. Here, you guys are young and healthy. I'm old and aching.
COD, come on down.
Feel the heat. I'll bring Paul down, and he can basically hang out in the...
In the hydromassage,
you have to earn that. So
you
got to
go through the whole thing. It'll just take you right to there.
Forget about that. That's an image I can't even get up.
Old gray bearded guy over there getting a hydromassage here. All right. Well, thanks so much. How do they get in touch with you, Rod, if they want to know more about the show and everything else?
Yeah, and thanks for everybody who's listened. This was a fun show. I'm glad that we did this and got this out. Go check out these guys. I think what they're doing is super important. How to get hold of me is you can always call me on my cell, 949-212-8299, or you can reach out to me via email at Rod, R-A-A-D, period, Gantus, G-H-A-N-T-O-U-S, @gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook under The Rad Life. Like us, share, et cetera, et cetera. There's a link to the older episodes. We've been doing this for over a year. So there's a ton of information out
there.
We're aging in place for Journey of Aging, and let us know what you think.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gantos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join